Whatever, blessed presence of God is moving here. Thank you, worship team. God bless you. This time I invite Brother Ayo. Can you please come forward and read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses from 1 till 9. Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 till 9. Thank you.
Mark 4:1-9. He began to teach again by the sea, and such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into a boat in the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was by the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and was saying to them in this teaching, "Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it and yielded no crop. Other seeds fell into the good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Amen.
Thank you. Before I'm going to share from the word, I invite Jenny to share her testimony.
Praise God. I thank God and the church for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony of how the Bible and the Word of God impacted my life. When our family moved out to a different part of Stoke-on-Trent, I had to move schools. And in year 8, I went to a brand new school and I knew absolutely nobody there. And I faced lots of bullying. It wasn't just name calling, it was a bit more than that, a bit more severe. And I was someone who doesn't normally share my emotions or share how I feel to anybody else. So I kept it all within myself. And at that time, I went to church and I was encouraged to pray and to read the Bible. So I took the decision just to do that. And it wasn't any like long prayer or anything. It was just as simple as, "God, please help me." And then I started to read the Bible and I thought, I formed, established a better connection with God. God wasn't someone who was just up in heaven, but I felt like God was someone who was with me, who was a companion, who was a friend just by my side. And at that time as well, the more I read the Bible, the closer I felt to God, and I was able to accept the salvation that He already provided for me. And through reading the Word of God, I felt the Holy Spirit, and I was able to take the baptism as well. And then after that, every day in school constantly did feel like a battle for me, but then since reading the Bible, it helped me to understand that the Holy Spirit and God was always with me and I wasn't alone. And one particular scripture that helped me to read the Bible and put my trust in God is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Mm-hmm. So the more I read the Bible and believed in it, the closer I felt to God and experienced him take control of my life, and gradually the bullying also stopped. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. God bless you. The Word of God, have amazing power indeed. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Let us turn our attention into the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, we can see Jesus Christ was teaching in the seashore. Jesus Christ mostly used the parabolic style of preaching. Through this parable, Jesus is saying, if you will sow the seed, the harvest is sure. whenever we receive the word of God, prepare our heart to bear more fruit. We can see four types of grounds are mentioned in this parable. First one, beside the road, that was a hard ground. Second one, rocky ground. Third one, ground with thorns. Fourth one, ground with clean and good soil. After Jesus spoke this, he explained the meaning of this parable. We can see that from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 14. Jesus says, the sower sows the word. The seed represents God's word. The sower, the farmer, is a servant of God. The soil is a human heart. First, we need to prepare our heart to receive the word. If we prepare our heart, seed can grow and produce good harvest. Praise God. The first one, the hard ground. Mark chapter 4, 15. We can see when the sower went out and sowed the seed, some of the seed fell into besides the road. Satan came and took away the word. Like bird came and ate the seed. The hard ground represents the hard heart. Hard heart always resist the word of God. Hard heart must be plowed out before they receive the seed. I would like to share one of my friend's story. My friend, his name is Saji. He born and brought up in a Hindu family. Few people tried to share the gospel with him, but always he resist to the word of God. He said no to the word of God. He was a businessman. In certain time, he lost everything in his life. You know, that time, in certain Asian style, he went to a sorcerer, to a witchcraft man. He went there and asked to this sorcerer, you need to pray to your God and do something in your way. He did certain things for him. And he felt, it is good. I can follow this person. Few weeks after, my friend, he went and asked to that sorcerer, I will pay for you. Can I be your associate? And this sorcerer started to teach my friend the little by little the witchcraft. And then my friend was watching the people, the families, they are coming and doing certain witchcraft things. And one day, one man came and asked to this sorcerer, can you please do something against my neighbor? He said, why not? You need to pay for me. And he received the money and he started to do the certain things against that person's neighbor. Few weeks after, this same person came back and said, I paid the money for you and nothing happened to my neighbor. He said, you need to pay some more money. He received the money and he did some witchcraft against that person's neighbor again. It repeatedly happened few times. Nothing happened. And my friend asked to his master, this witchcraft man, I thought you have lots of power. But why it didn't work out in that family's case? Do you know what the sorcerer said? Sorcerer said, do you know why? Because that family, they are reading Bible. They are following Bible. That time my friend thought, I thought my master have lots of power. But now he is saying indirectly, Bible have the more power than me. He start to read the Bible. He accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior. He took the baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The book of Isaiah chapter 54, 17 says, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. If we are following the word of God, no one can destroy us. Praise God. If anyone is resisting the word of God, pray for them. Our God can do something great in their life. Second ground is a rocky ground. Mark chapter 4 verses 16 and 17, we can see that. This ground is with full of stones. That's why the seed cannot grow more than a limit. There is a limitations. The people with the rocky ground, they will receive the word with a great joy. But they have no firm root in themselves. When the affliction or the persecution arise, immediately they will fall away. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 16 says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Praise God. Whenever the pressure will come into our life, pain will come into our life, don't worry. Stand according to the word of God. Hold this word of God. Follow this word of God. Our God will give the reward for us. The third ground, the ground with full of thorns. This heart pictured the person who heard the word but does not truly repent. He received the seed, but he didn't clear the weed. He kept seed and weed in his heart. This heart didn't submit completely to the word of God. This ground is surrounded by the worldly desires. This heart allows seed and weed together, word and the world together. Some days they need the word. Most of the days they need the world. This person thought he can get fruit from the weed. Because of that, this heart became unfruitful. 1 John chapter 2, verses from 15, it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Amen. If the man is safe when he commits completely into Christ, we need that complete submission into the word of God. Fourth one, a ground with good and clean soil. It shows the responsive and faithful heart. The heart pictured the true follower of the word of God. The other three categories, they heard the word, but they doesn't produce any fruit. But here, we can see this ground produce much fruit. 30, 60, and 100-fold. How did this happen? This person heard the word of God and practiced it. Book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 says, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Let us stand for God's word. Whatever the situation in our life, trust in this Bible. Psalms chapter 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Praise God. Can I ask one thing? What is the speciality of this book? We can see lots of speciality in this book. Lots and lots of speciality. The teaching in this book, it is holy. We can see man's wisdom in other books in the world, but we can see God's wisdom in this Bible. This is a book of miracles. We heard a wonderful testimony from our dear sister Christine. You are receiving the power from the word of God. Some people call this book is a library. Is it right? It's a library. You know, Bible, this book faced lots of oppositions from the kings, emperors, atheists, religious systems, and from many places. But Bible is still moving. It is moving forward. Day by day, many people's life are changing through this book. How our life changed? By the power of the word of God. Praise God. The influence of this book changed the darkness of many nations. The uncivilized society became civilized because of the influence of the word of God. Do you know? The persecutors became preachers by the power of the word of God. For example, Saul became Paul. He was a persecutor. But when the power of the word of God came into his life, he became a preacher. Sinners became saints in Christ by his word. Terrorists into the testifiers of the Lord because of this word. Headhunters became human beings by the word of God. Still, this Bible is moving forward, conquering the nations and changing the lives. Do you know why? Because this is God breathed. Our dear pastor, Pastor Peter Davis mentioned from 2 Timothy, it is God inspired. It is God illuminated. Psalms 119 verse 89 says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in heaven. Normally, the preachers in India, they are normally saying like this. Normally, in North India, many people, they are putting this Bible into for the burning, you know, into the fire. They want to destroy it. But the preachers said publicly, you can't destroy it. Do you know why? It's original copy in the heaven. Yeah. They are trying to put it into burn. They can't do it. Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, 35 says, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Bible is the true word of God. This true word of God is saying about the way, truth, and the life. His name is Jesus Christ, the real hero, the author and finisher of our truth. It's our responsibility to sow the word of God. It is God who will make it grow. As a church, if we will rediscover the Bible, our community will discover the word of God. As a church, we need to discover it. If we need to rediscover it, our community will discover it. Praise God. The power of the word of God still moving forward. As a church, let us rediscover Bible. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Pastor Praveen. Great encouragement, and I love how you speak with such passion. We should all should have the same passion when we're talking about the Bible, shouldn't we? Yeah. Wow, that was nice and short and sweet. We're going to have our final song now. So please stand, and we're going to finish by worshiping God, singing "There Is Power" in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Thank you for the privilege as well to be in your presence. Thank you for the privilege and gift of knowing you. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for being with us all throughout today's service. We thank you. As we go forth today and into the week, we go forth from your presence to your presence, from your glory to glory. We go forth in power. We go forth in might. We go forth in strength, enduring your peace, your favor, your mercy. May this week be a week of great breakthrough. Amen. Let this week be a great week of rediscovering your word. Amen. Let this week be a great week of renewal of our love, dedication, and loyalty to you. Amen. Prosper the works of our hands. Amen. All we lay our hands to do will be blessed. Amen. Our going out and our coming in will be blessed. Amen. Your light will lead. Your light will guide. Your light will brighten up every darkness. We will live and lead the week in your health, knowing that you are our God. And with you, we have no cause to falter, to fear, to weary, or to be afraid. Thank you for a prosperous week. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Just one notice this week, you'll be pleased to know. Connor, I don't know if you can find the slide from the start. On Saturday the 13th of August at 4 p.m, we're going to meet down at Cornerstone and just have a family picnic and perhaps a few games. So Saturday the 13th of August, 4 o'clock, bring your picnic, bring your blankets, and we'll just have a bit of fellowship and fun time down at the community centre garden. Have a great week, and God bless you all.